Saint Peter of Verona was born in Verona, Italy, in the year 1205. Now, both his parents were Catharists, which is a heresy that denied God created the material world. Even so, Peter was educated at the Catholic school, where he converted to the faith, and later at the University of Bologna. Now, while in Bologna, Peter was accepted into the Dominican order by Saint Dominic himself. He developed into a great preacher and was well known for his inspiring sermons in the Lombardy region. In addition, around the year 1234, he was appointed by Pope Gregory IX as Inquisitor of Northern Italy, where many Catharists lived. Peter's preaching attracted large crowds, but as Inquisitor, he made many enemies. Because the Dominicans were theologically trained preachers, the popes entrusted the Inquisition to them. In 1234, Pope Innocent IX recognized Peter's virtues and appointed him Inquisitor in Lombardy. He spent about 6 months in that office, and it is unclear if he was ever involved in any trials. His one recorded act was a declaration of clemency for those confessing heresy or sympathy to heresy. In 1251, his jurisdiction was extended to most of northern Italy. Although he attracted huge crowds with his preaching, as an inquisitor, he also made enemies. Marvelously filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he labored continually for the propagation and defense of the true faith, being zealous for its promotion among the people. To this end, he established the Association of the Faith and the Confraternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was a fervent promoter of community and fraternal life and served the brethren wisely as a priora. He was also greatly solicitous for the spiritual good of the sisters, lovingly assisting them with his advice and exhortations to their spiritual benefit. Wherever he went, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, the lame, and people sick with every kind of ailment were brought to him. Ordinarily, all were benefited by his prayers. They praised God for the power of healing which he had given his servant. Now, Saint Peter of Verona throughout his life was also known for performing exorcisms and miracles. But one of the most remembered events in the life of Saint Peter of Verona was the Horned Madonna of the Portinari Chapel. The apparition of the Horned Madonna of the Portinari Chapel is a false apparition of the Blessed Mother. It involves Saint Peter of Verona showing the Blessed Sacrament to the Virgin Mary, making her adore it, and the truth was revealed. Now, what he did was stunning. He took the Eucharist, exposed it in a monstrance, and said, "If you really are the Mother of God, adore your Son who is truly present here." The supposed apparition suddenly transformed into a demon and then vanished into air. All Cathars who also saw it was converted on the spot. This is one of the reasons why the Catholic Church is thorough in investigating alleged apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, in his sermons, he denounced heresy and also those Catholics who professed the faith by words but acted contrary to it in deeds. Crowds came to meet him and followed him. Conversions were numerous, including many Cathars who returned to Orthodoxy. Now, because of this, a group of Milanese Cathars conspired to kill him. They hired an assassin named Carino of Balsamo. Carino's accomplice was Manfredo Clitoro of Giussano. On the 6th of April 1252, when Peter was returning from Como to Milan, the two assassins followed Peter to a lonely spot near Barlassina, and there killed him and mortally wounded his companion, a fellow friar named Domenico. Carino struck Peter's head with an axe and then attacked Domenico. Peter rose to his knees and recited the first article of the symbol of the apostles, the Apostles' Creed, offering his blood as a sacrifice to God. According to legend, he dipped his fingers in it and wrote on the ground, "Credo in Deum," I believe in God, the first words of the Apostles' Creed. The blow that killed him cut off the top of his head, but the testimony given at the inquest into his death confirms that he began reciting the creed when he was attacked. Domenico was carried to Meda, where he died 5 days afterwards. The murderer, Carino, renounced heresy, became a Dominican corporator brother, and died with a reputation for sanctity, now known as Blessed Carino of Balsamo. Now, St. Thomas of Aquinas, the angelic doctor, was an ardent admirer of Peter of Verona. In 1263, he visited the martyr's sepulchre. While at St. Eustorgio's convent, the great theologian and poet wrote the following verses in eulogy of the valiant athlete of the faith, which were afterwards engraved on a marble slab and placed near his tomb, where they may still be read. "Here, silent is Christ's herald. Here quenched the people's light. Here lies the martyr champion who fought faith's holy fight. The voice the sheep heard gladly, the light they loved to see. he fell beneath the weapons of graceless Cathari. The Savior crowns his soldier, his praise the people psalm. The faith he kept adorns him with martyr's fadeless palm. His praise new marvels utter, new light he spreads abroad. And now the whole wide city knows well the path to God. Saint Peter of Verona was canonized by Pope Innocent IV on March 9, 1253, the fastest canonization in papal history, just ahead of Saint Anthony of Padua. Saint Peter of Verona, pray for us.